नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् जयमुदीरये नक्षत्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवत्युत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठति कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः।
Last month is the end of Ganendra Moksha Lila. The first chapter 2 of 8th Canto has a very colorful description of the Trikuta Parvat somewhere in the heavenly planet. And the beauty of this area was very vividly described. One of the reasons you will see in Srimad Bhagavatam, whenever the duties are described, it is never without a purpose. Like, I always had a question. There is a chapter in Krishna book you all might have read about the raining season in Vrindavan, isn't it? How the lightning represents something, and the clouds represent something. So many lessons are drawn. And I used to always wonder, why should the description of nature be included in Srimad Bhagavatam? Gopal made a book called The Life of Bhagavatam, based on that. Recently, in one of the commentary, I got to read that the Vanashobha of Vrindavan is an expansion of internal potential to Srimad Bhagavatam. And it is he who increases the beauty of Vrindavan. Only the reference to the world. So to increase the greatness that Krishna has prepared in past it is the sort of thing that you can potentially do to expand the beauty and secret of Vrindavan. So in that place, you know, when you read the Vrindavan, because they are so sweet, the birds are lovely and the flowers are blooming, and the climate is so sweet. And then the environment of the jungle, and then they're heading in the golden cave and meeting some roots, nice roots, and the cows that are suffering from the trees, the leaves, the high meeting out of the grass. It's a very long description. But then behind all the descriptions is the reason that the and here in this particular place, the beauty is being described, is suddenly a display of Maya, because Maya is the one who expands the beauty of the material world. All the material energy is supplanted to Durga. The meaning of the beauty being described here in this chapter. The reason is, sometimes the Maya can create the ambience and the environment. But the luminosity often tends to create the incredible nature of the material world. In terms of the people who are drawn from that, first you mean that. So, what is already learned, it's a mind which has a cruelty. Why he has broken my leg? Now for 2 months I cannot go to my job, I lose my salary, whatever. But they don't know something else was in that account. Something more dangerous was in that account. So devotees always understand that Krishna only gives a token punishment to this world. Even if it gives also. And in case you find some man's leg right up with him, the wrong side, Apashapan, what should one do? One should immediately remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead, like what Ambarish Maharaj did. As soon as Ambarish Maharaj saw the big demon, he just closed his eyes and just remembered Krishna. He thought, now nothing is in my hands. Now it is in God's hands. He surrendered to him. And in fact, such Apashapan is actually a facility product to us for remembering the Supreme Lord. If such a facility is not there, suddenly things happen like a gorilla warfare, you know. You may not know. So in this way, a devotee converts misfortune into good fortune. Even though there may be danger, the danger also can be converted into good fortune also. So in this way, inspired by providence, deva chodi to, that is also providence actually. Devana means a very dangerous position. He encountered a dangerous situation by the providence. Like you see when Srila Prabhupada was an envoy, one time there was a Hindu Muslim fight in Calcutta. And as the envoy was walking the road, suddenly curfew was put. He was not aware. So some Muslims were running behind Hindus, and Hindus were running on the way. And somebody chased Prabhupada also on that. And that's over the envoy. So these are unexpected bias in this world. Sometimes a terrorist puts a bomb in Taj Hotel. People are eating tea plate, they were not expected. Suddenly they came and besieged the whole hotel, many of them. Many people are taken on hostage. So these are like, very much what we talk about. In spite of providence, some things happen. So, of course, we have a desire in our life that let the providence not be cruel to me, let the providence be favorable to me. People always bring their children, they come to temple and they pray to God, please take care. Till our last breath, let everything go peacefully. But we should know that our body is very fragile. Very delicate. You know, we can see that, he was telling Anuttam Prabhu was sharing his experience. One day when he and other family members were in a jolly mood, everybody was joking, laughing, everything was very pleasant. So, when somebody came at the door to call, some postman or somebody, so he just came very rushing to the door, and then he hit at the entrance of the door at the bottom. And his thumbnail came out. And the nail came out like this. He started bleeding. He said, it was such an excruciating pain. All my attention went to that spot. And then I immediately came down and then something was okay. And they put bandage and everything to put it off. It took some terrible thing for a week or so. He said, so, in this way, our material body is a perishable body. It's a miserable body, pain-producing body. Rishabhadi calls it as Asalmatic Laitada Asadeva. Asadeva means one, the body is something which gives a place. Narada means that stage who gives Narayana to Akito. Similarly, Chaisadha, you can say that. So, why this body is created? Because the living being is trying to enjoy an independent program. But actually, he will not be able to enjoy independence. He is a dependent personality, jiva. But he is independently trying to enjoy sitting in his material body against Arudha Maya. Maya, made up of Maya. His body is made up of Maya. Made up of the Pancha Mahabhut. So, this body, you will see that it can offer us more pain than pleasures. See, we can see that, although we get a little pressure with this body, pain can come at any time, any time. I told you, a small hit on the thumb, and the nail coming out can cause pain for a week. You can see that. especially anybody who is embarking in the path of spiritual life, should be very attentive in spiritual life to quench this material world and go back to Godhead. Because in this material world, this material body, as long as it is there, we can't be happy. However, we can utilize the material body in Krishna consciousness, and in Krishna consciousness can be happy. For example, you eat nice prasad, you behave with devotees properly, you take the instructions of Guru and Krishna to your heart and practice. The more we align with God, the lesser the pain also, you will see. I was hearing some Pandita who was speaking in one lecture. This he was telling, very practically he was telling. He said, Durga is coming behind us and he is putting that ritual, into our body. So now on the other side, who is there? Krishna is there. So if you go towards Krishna, you cannot see the poking of ritual, he said. But instead of looking towards Krishna, you look towards Maya. And then you try to attack your body. The more you go towards the heart, the more that you go. You understand that. You already did a good thing. If you go in that Maya direction, what will happen? It will take even more deeper. So then you ask all your devotion, then do it is a better than towards Krishna only. And that is the purpose of the material world. The purpose of the material world is to make us run to the lotus feet of Krishna. Actually, there is no danger as such for the soul. You know why? Prabhupada writes in Kunti Maharani section, even when a tiger is tearing the body of a deer, there is no danger. Why no danger? Because the soul cannot be killed there. The soul is actually, the soul cannot be killed by it. It's a burned by fire and all that. So the soul in the body of deer is not dying. Is it dying? Soul doesn't die. But the deer thinks I am dying. And because he identifies the body, he suffers. So, this kind of dangers are kept by Krishna so that the viewer can turn the spiritual world, turn his attention, and then go back to God instead of again and again coming to this world and suffering. And the viewer is only so inspired by providence, difficulties come. That is why you go to any family, you will see people are worried about health of all the family members. People are worried. One reason they are worried about health is that they don't want to see the near, and their one suffering. But there is another reason why they are also very worried about the bills of the doctor. That is another fear also. That is sometimes a greater fear also. So, as soon as somebody suffers, they worry that how much you have to spend. So, sometimes you earn a lot of money, but everything is something. Some people are afraid about future, the dynamics of the children, financial situation of the family. People are fearful about the social problems like bomb blasts, and people are fearful about accidents, so many things like that. So that's why material world is called as padam, 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 so we will recite that beautiful word, all of you repeat after me. Krishna, then that can help us destroy the earth. not only that, he says, the long way to what's the bottom of the vast ocean of samsara that are written, that are the bottom. Maybe he can define some blueprint of a path, to come into water. So, yeah, I think the word samsara that becomes a puddle of water. We're going to change things also with it. Nobody wants to put a little down there and pop into his mouth and say, we can eat our way back to God. It's very easy. You know, this Nanda Ramachandra has made one particular item. She herself didn't know what the item was. Because sometimes, you know, with the milk powder, you know, milk powder there, with milk powder and some kismis and kaju and some sugar, everything. She mixed everything and then made one item. And then she went and gave it to Prabhupada. Prabhupada tasted, I tried one new item, a new recipe. Prabhupada put it in his mouth and said, oh, it's simply wonderful. And then she asked Prabhupada, any name you would like to give for this item? Prabhupada is simply wonderful. And nowadays it has become so. And then Prabhupada said, what can I say? Your Krishna is wonderful. Your Radharani is wonderful. Vrindavan Dham is wonderful. His cows are wonderful. His movement is wonderful. Devotees are wonderful. In this world, this man is simply wonderful. So, in this way, Prabhupada taught devotees how to have great confidence in going back to Godhead, by taking several Krishna's services. I can eat my way back to Godhead, Prabhupada, simply eating prasad. Of course, it appears very easy when Prabhupada said it, but we may have some challenges also.